We are going to continue the hour by talking elections and partisanship. Sometime this month, it may have already happened, North Carolina is going to hit a pretty significant milestone. The number of unaffiliated registered voters will surpass the number of registered Democratic voters for the first time ever. Republican voters already in third, so unaffiliated voters will be the largest group of voters in North Carolina going forward. What does this mean for North Carolina? What does it mean for elections? How do we understand it? For that, we are joined by Michael Bitzer, professor from Catawba College and elections expert, joining us here on the phone to talk about this development. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. My pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
And you were the one who was tweeting about this earlier this month that sparked, that clued me into the fact that this was happening and sparked my interest in it. What do you think is the significance of this development? It's kind of a long-term trend, but this milestone here this month.
I think for a lot of us who have been following North Carolina politics for some time, this is the trend that is actually going to happen. We are going to see those folks who choose not to affiliate with one party or the other in terms of their registration status take the lead in terms of the numbers of voters in the state. And I think that's a pretty significant development simply because this is being driven typically by voters under the age of 40. If you look at the newest generation coming into the electorate, the Gen Z voters, 47% of them are selecting unaffiliated status. Partisan registrations are significantly below. So I think this is going to be a kind of slow tectonic shift that we've been seeing for some time. The crack is actually happening. And now the key question is, what do these unaffiliateds do? Do they show up at the same rates as partisan registrants? We have some data and trends on that. But I think that this is going to be the continuation of generational replacement, the kind of tectonic dynamics that's going to make North Carolina politics continue into the future a very interesting state.
Is this a statewide trend or is this a larger national trend?
This is definitely a national trend that's happening here in North Carolina. If you look at a state like Florida, what their unaffiliated status is NPA, no party affiliation. And that has become the largest group in that state. So this is a trend that is being driven by younger voters. It's happening across the country. It's been happening here in North Carolina in various counties, but statewide, we've been watching the Democratic percentage slip. We've been watching the unaffiliated percentage rise considerably, and registered Republicans have generally tended to hold about even in terms of the past. So this is, North Carolina is yet again another microcosm of national dynamics.
Speaking with Michael Bitzer, talking about the latest milestone on affiliated voters, now the largest group of voters in North Carolina, or will be at some point this month. Why do you think that is? What is it about? What is it about younger voters, or what is it about the parties today that's shifting people in that direction?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things going on. Some of the research in political science shows that younger voters tend to be no labels. They don't like to be labeled in terms of their affiliation in a number of ways. Partisanship is one of those. But certainly when they get into the voting booth, they tend to be partisans. For those folks that identify as an independent but lean to one party over the other, they tend to vote for that political party just as much as those who identify as partisans. I think another dynamic that we really have to investigate more of is something that we discovered, a bunch of us who have been studying North Carolina politics have found in the Meredith poll results, and that is that those who identify as unaffiliated or independent tend to want things other than what the partisans want. So maybe there is a chance for some third-party dynamics to be in play here, but the two parties are certainly going to try and meet those independents, those unaffiliateds, and attract their support just as much as they are trying to reach out to the partisans as well.
What do unaffiliated want, and how is it different from partisans?
Well, they typically tend to look at policy issues in different ways than partisans as well. So I think that, you know, the big question in a lot of the research has been, are unaffiliated or independent voters just masked partisans or unmasked partisans? Do they tend to align more with one party over the other, or are they truly looking for something different? I think some of the preliminary data and what we found was they were looking for something different in terms of different policy aspects. But, you know, a lot of this is driven by the fact that we have a two-party system, and oftentimes it's hard for third parties to make the kind of entry into being a competitive party within this environment.
Speaking again with Michael Bitzer, and following up on that, when it comes to policy interests, is it that unaffiliated voters want the parties to do different things on the policies that everyone cares about, or the policy questions that everyone cares about, or are unaffiliated voters just interested in different issues in the first place?
I think they're certainly interested in the traditional issues that confront the voters for both partisans and nonpartisans. I think that there is certainly interest in the dynamics, but I think for unaffiliated voters, they are looking for perhaps some middle ground, some opportunities for compromise that perhaps the partisans are not looking at. We know from the research that partisans tend to look at the other party in very negative lights. You know, typically nationally, the pure independents, those who don't lean to one party over the other, have very negative views of both political parties as well. So I think that there's more research to be done about this unaffiliated status. Do they tend to lean to one party over the other here in North Carolina? Some indications tend to be that they do favor Republican candidates and those policies over Democrats. But that is a very small advantage. And I think that's what keeps North Carolina so competitive. We are a purple state, but there is a very slight red tint to it.
Again, speaking with Michael Bitzer, talking about the trend towards unaffiliated voters statewide and nationally. And I'm curious about the national trend. I know just personally, I'm an unaffiliated voter, and one of the primary reasons for that is, as a state that has open primaries, there's not really a strong incentive for me to affiliate with one party or the other. If I'm unaffiliated, I can just go to the polls on primary day. I can still vote in the primary, and I can pick whatever party I want. So in states that have closed primaries, do you see different trends?
Well, we're actually what we call a semi-closed primary system here in North Carolina, in that if you are, say you're a Republican registered voter, you can't vote in the Democratic primary. If you're a Democrat, you can't vote in the Republican primary. If you're unaffiliated, as you said, you have the option of picking one or the other. So that does give some opportunities for unaffiliated to influence a particular party primary. The question for the parties is, will they continue to allow that opportunity for unaffiliated? It's a state party rule, and the political parties could make the choice of saying, you know what, we are going to close off and only have registered partisans for our party participate in the nomination process. That is going to be an interesting dynamic. I think both political parties have toyed with that idea. I'm not sure either one of them want to go that route, because you're going to be closing off an opportunity to the largest now group of registered voters in the state to participate in picking candidates for the general election. So we'll just have to kind of see how that trend plays out in North Carolina. But as you said, other states have closed systems, other states have open systems. I'm not real familiar with the research on those particular aspects, but I think North Carolina is one to watch to see how the parties respond to these unaffiliated voters and their choices.
In terms of voting behavior, you mentioned some research on voter turnout. What do we know about unaffiliated voters and how
certainly
strongly
among
they turn out?
Unaffiliated yeah. voters, they tend to have the lowest voter turnout of the three partisan affiliations. And so in 2020, registered Republicans had over 80% turnout. Registered Democrats were at the state average, 75%. Unaffiliateds were significantly below, into the mid-60s. So while the largest group is now unaffiliated, they tend to have the lowest voter turnout. And that's going to be indicative of what I think we're seeing with partisans being very engaged, unaffiliateds tending not to participate as much as those partisan registered voters.
Speaking with Michael Bitzer, we've got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, the other thing that's been very much front and center in state government is redistricting around state legislative district lines, U.S. Congress district lines as well, and that whole debate revolved around partisan gerrymandering and partisanship and the use of partisan data to determine how the district line should be drawn, and should we do that and should we not, and to what extent should we take that into consideration. How does this development enter into those debates that are going to be happening down the road?
Boy, that's a great question. I think, you know, in the short term, certainly the parties have to be cognizant of this rise of the unaffiliateds and their influence in some of the dynamics that we're seeing. In terms of partisanship, it's going to make it a little bit harder in terms of trying to decipher where these folks tend to lean. But there are some indicators that we can look at: participation in party primaries, voter turnout, those kinds of dynamics, where these unaffiliated live in terms of polarized precincts. I think there is some indication, but we're just going to have to watch this new development in North Carolina politics into the future.
It's a fascinating issue. We'll keep following. And Michael Bitzer, Catawba College, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.